37 Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'll play the beat right now. On the sport. 6'3", heavyweight kickbox. Where I've got a Taekwondo those fighter. 5 days ago. When the first one.
Beat goes hard, man. That shit matches the fight, man.
Yeah.
Fucking head snapped all the way back. When I punched that kickboxer, his head snapped worse than Deontay Wilder's head snapped. I snapped Deontay's shit good, but I snapped this motherfucker's shit better, though. Everybody, Charlie's on off the grass. Well, what can I say? I'm thankful to God for all the victories in boxing. I was thankful for, you know, the wife, but apparently, no, she's not the one. You know, listen, I dumped my wife today. Yeah. I mean, I did this before I gave her another chance and everything, but no, this is a, she's out of chances, man. She blew it. I don't care. I told her, I'm like, there's absolutely nothing you can do to win me back. Absolutely nothing. That's it. I mean, 2 months, she didn't really argue. You know, 2 months, of course, you know, like minor shit. No, she didn't. No scandals for 2 months. I thought this is it. This woman, I mean, my love, I always loved Daria. You know, let's put that out there, okay? I did. She loved me. I loved her. But see, we just were not compatible. But who would be compatible with a person like that? She did what she did today. She cursed me out for no reason. You know why she cursed me out? She calls me, and I'm like, I pick up. I'm like, yeah. And like a voice, like I'm not too eager to talk to her. You know, like when I was actually hanging out with my ex the other night, because me and Daria were arguing 2 days straight. I already planned to dump her before this shit happened. So she calls me, I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, listen, file that divorce. It's not working out, baby. It is not. And I mean, I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. I don't know if you are, but it's not working out. I don't know if you purposely just like to argue. I don't know if that's who you are. It's just not working out. Yeah, it works out between the sheets. Yeah, but that if you want to build a family, if you want to have kids, like you always say you do, she always tells me, get me pregnant. Okay, but if we're arguing and the kids grow up and see that their parents are not getting along, then it's going to be a big trauma for them. You don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a father yet, and I was about to be, but I will be. But another woman is going to mother my children, not Daria. So here's what went down. Champ laid it down. She's like, so are you sure, baby, that you know you really want a divorce? I said, I'm positive. See, I hurt her female pride. She took me for granted. She thought that she could, you know, act a fool any time, and I'm just going to keep taking this shit like I kept taking it. Hey, this is it. That's why I said when you're in a relationship, when you're in a marriage, you got to draw the line. You got to draw the fucking line. And that's it. She crossed that line many times. But because I loved her, I said, fuck it. Another chance. Enough is enough. This is it. And because when I said, yes, file the divorce, she couldn't believe it. She started, oh, fuck you, this, that, talking shit. I hung up on her, and I messaged her, and said, hey, bitch, listen, no more. No more. I don't want your fucking friends contacting me. I don't want your mother contacting me. I don't want your brother contacting me. I don't want anybody who's affiliated with you contacting me, period. That's it. No phone, no Facebook, no Instagram, nothing. I don't give a shit who you're with, what you're doing with them. That's it. Yeah, I mean, I fucked Daria, obviously. She's my wife. I mean, ex-wife. I don't want to call her my wife. Because of her, I could have gotten with... So you saw that beautiful girl, that blonde girl that I'm on the picture with? That was, like, what? Okay, let's see. My fight was 5 days ago. That was right before I smashed that kickboxer, that 6'3", tall, heavyweight kickboxer. That was, like, a day or two before. So that was recent. That was, like, a week ago. Okay, well, I know she told me where she works, and then, like, I'm not going to fucking say it. These haters can know. Okay, I can find her. But the thing is, I had the ring on my finger. She obviously saw, oh, he's married, you know? And, you know, it was an awkward situation. I should have, like, fucking put my hand in my pocket or something. I don't know. But she saw the ring, man. So, hey, it's not too late. I'll come up there. I'll say, hey, man, how you doing, sweetheart? You know, listen, it didn't work out with the wife, you know. Trust me, I'll explain the whole thing to her. And, hey, we'll see what happens. Because people in Hollywood, they're saying, hey, champ, man, you and that blonde, they were saying you make a great couple with her. And they were telling me this while I was married. And I'm thinking, like, you know, I got these second thoughts in my head. And, you know, Daria's giving me all this bullshit. And I'm thinking, like, damn, I actually would leave Daria for that girl. Like, if shit got, like, and I told her, I'm like, hey, you keep fucking up. You know, she's going to fill your shoes in. She knows I love hot blondes. So she fucking she dyed her hair blonde, like platinum blonde. She knows, like, those are my favorite type of girls, like platinum blonde, super hot, curvy white girls. Yeah, she knows that. Daria's original hair color is brown. I like brunettes too, but blondes are my, like, actual favorite. So, you know, the champ loves blondes. So Daria, my ex-wife, dyes her hair platinum blonde as soon as she saw the photo of me and that girl. I told her, relax, it's just a photo. People were taking fucking autographs, pictures of me, and the girl, you know, said hi to me. I said hi back, you know, and we agreed to take a photo together, you know. She asked me, she's like, so you're the champ? I'm like, yeah. They're calling you box and everything. We were talking. I told her, I said, listen, if I really wanted to, I would have took her to my house. And so on, baby, and I'm sure you don't want to hear the rest. Fuck, this fucking girl makes... Anyways, man. Talking about boxing, man. Yeah, I'll either get that girl or... I actually hung out with my ex last night. Ex-girlfriend from 2013, you know. Yeah, well, maybe I'll get back with her. Like I said, whoever the next serious girlfriend is, she's going to be the one. And I want a serious girlfriend for a long time. You know what I mean? I've been married already. You know what I mean? I had a wedding. I know how it feels like. I got it off my chest. That's it. Now it's time to get a nice girlfriend, to date her, to live with her, move in with her, see how she is, to make sure she's not another Daria, to make sure she's not another Claudia, to make sure, and then... You say, then I'm going to propose, but not, like, too soon, because, see, I married Daria a bit too soon. I didn't know. Next thing you know, boom, she's not the right one. Just because those papers say she's the right one doesn't mean she's the right fucking one. You know what I'm saying? Girl shit, anyways. Well, listen, I haven't fought in 5 days. You know, for me, that's like a vacation. No, but come on, what I've done this year, it's in boxing, it's unprecedented. You know, my win versus Ortiz, you know, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal victory. I'm sorry. No, my bad. I don't know what happened. Some shit got disconnected. Charlie's on off number one pound back on there. But yeah, beat so many people. I beat Marines, kickboxers, boxers, Krav Maga fighters. You know, Boxrec, you're a fucking joke, man. To all you people listening to this that think Boxrec is legitimate, how can you honestly think that Boxrec is still legit after how many people I beat? I beat everybody. I beat I beat motherfuckers that compete on BoxRec. Okay, Mike Wabarski, Deontay Wilder, Andrew Retardly, I call him Retardly, he is retarded. I knocked him out cold. Even Akeem Akinboat, listen, Akeem Akinboat, I beat the shit out of him two times, but I got respect for the guy. He took both those defeats. He was gracious in both those defeats. And Akeem Akinboat, yes, he has some BoxRec fights, but he's officially a real UBF fighter. He's had real underground fights in Nigeria. He's won about 40 of them. Tiger told me, listen, Akeem is a real fighter. But if, technically, he's on BoxRec. Many fights on, well, not many, but like four, five, six, I don't know. I beat the fuck out of him, all right? Akeem was on his TV. He was on Golden Boy. I beat the crap out of Akeem two times. I was never on TV, and I never want to be on TV. Golden Boy, what the fuck? Akeem dissed that shit. He was like, wait, Golden Boy? Wait, no wonder it sounds like a fucking gay club. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya is a crossdresser. Of course, Golden Boy promotion sounds like, it sounds like a fucking gay club, man. You fucking faggot-ass motherfuckers, man. Check this out. Yesterday, I see my ex. I'm not going to say her name, obviously. Listen, you clowns think that I'm putting out my next girlfriend like I put out Daria? No fucking way. You said, oh, show your wife. Hey, I showed her. What did you do? You talk shit about her. The next girl is going to be a nice girl. And believe me, I'm not going to let anybody talk shit about her. I'm going to keep her on the DL. That's it. Nobody will have any idea. Okay, she's obviously going to be a dime piece. She's going to be a 10 out of 10, just like all the women, just like all my women are. But nobody's going to know how she looks like specifically. That's it. I got nothing to prove. You all saw my fiance. My ex-fiance. You all saw my ex-wife. My next girl, you're not going to see her. That's it. So on to the next chapter. Yeah, I want so many goddamn fights. I mean, do you understand I fight every month? All right, let's see. Let's look at Charlie Z's pro record right here. All right, Underground Boxing Federation .webs.com. Boxer Charlie Zone off 137-0, 107 knockouts. Hear that, Boxer? That's my actual pro record. All right, September, October, November, September 2015, October. 8 months in a row, I have been fighting. 8 months in a row. These son of a bitches fight once a year, literally. Like they have a fake. These fake BoxRec guys, like Triple G. Oh, Triple G, huh? Fucking clown, Triple G, Triple Gay, is that what they call him? Oh, yeah, Triple Gay, man. That's going to be his new nickname. That guy's a bum. But how much money did he pay Dominic Wade to take a dive? Who the fuck is Dominic Wade, man? I know Dwayne Wade. Who the fuck is Dominic Wade, man? I don't like Dwayne Wade, though. You know, he was kicking with Kanye West. Kanye West's a chump. Listen, now that I dumped my wife, you know, I kind of don't want to go back into this. If Kim Kardashian was smart, I'm not dissing her. I'm not saying she's stupid. I actually, you know, after all the shit Daria put me through, listen, they put my radios out. Kim, I got nothing bad to say to you. I mean, everybody knows Kanye West paid to marry you. It's a fake marriage. It doesn't matter if you have kids with them. Maybe it got real later, but it sure started fucking fraudulent. And it's not my. I just want to put something out. All right, I got video. My ex-fiance. I got video of my ex-wife, my current wife, by law. So ain't begging anybody. Just saying, if Kim Kardashian was smart, damn, isn't she about to be like 36 though? Fuck, man. Well, you know. I don't want to give her any compliments because then they're gonna start saying, "Oh, I'm hitting on Kim. I'm trying to get Kim again." I wasn't. If Kimberly was smart, she would tell Kanye. Kanye, well, I seriously applaud her for speaking the truth. She said Kanye West needs help. No, literally, she said that. She did say that, and I read it. And yeah, the guy, Kanye West is mentally ill. You know, which makes me wonder why did she marry him. You know, so I don't know, probably for money. I don't know. I don't know. Plenty of people have kids and break up and everything. I'm just saying, if Kim Kardashian was smart, she'd dump Kanye West. And she'll tell the champ Charlie's on, I'll come back to Nate and Al's restaurant. You know what I'm saying? But that chapter's over. That ship is away sailed. Right now, I'm thinking of getting a divorce attorney because I need to get officially divorced. Because, like I said, the next girl that I'm going to get, eventually we're going to get serious. You know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, we're going to get serious eventually, right? So when we do get serious, like 6 months of dating, you know, eventually she's going to want to get married. And I have this crazy fucking wife in Ukraine. You know, even if Daria, like, I'm sure Daria's going to want to get married with somebody else too in the future. But yet, last time I broke up with her, she kept my last name for like 3 months. And I asked her, you know, what's going on? Why aren't you changing my last name? You know, it's your last name. Okay, it's I'm like we're not together anymore. She's like, oh, I didn't have the time, and plus I still love you, and that's how we got back together. But I'm assuming that I hope she changes, you know, because then it's going to make things difficult for me. I'm going to have to hire a divorce attorney. Then I'm not going back to Ukraine no matter what. So I'm going to have to either hire people to go to Ukraine to do it for me, or no, I know my cousin, she's a very nice girl. She was in Ukraine. She has a family. She has a husband. Her husband's a big fan of my boxing, and they have a kid and everything. Yeah, she wanted to meet Daria, and thank God she didn't miss. She didn't miss much. But anyways, okay, yeah, Daria's beautiful, but her personality is not beautiful. That's what I mean by she didn't miss much. So this girl, I can definitely get her to show up there, and like, you know, she's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? So, and she lives in Ukraine. So, yeah. Yeah, so this divorce attorney, fuck, man, you know, that's the thing, man, that's why you gotta take your time, man, so you gotta take your time before you get married, man, you know, tied not official, you know, now it's a fucking hassle, turns out she's not the one, now I gotta fucking, I don't know if I'm gonna get a divorce attorney, we'll see, you know, but one thing's fact, I don't want her running around with my last name. My last name, Zelenov, Charlie Zelenov is my full name. Zelenov is a household boxing name. It's going to go down in history as the greatest of all time. I've beaten everybody. Deontay Wilder, Geno Escrow, Slugger Mario, Southpaw Sill, Gio Zavala, Gonzalez, fucking that Senegal heavyweight, Alassane. I beat kickboxers, that Mario, the other Mario. Mario Pasta, 6'3", heavyweight Italian kickboxer, black belt in Taekwondo. I beat the fuck out of him on video. I beat a Navy SEAL. I beat 7 U.S. Marines. All right? I beat Krav Maga martial artists, Krav Maga masters. All kinds of martial artists, black belt, whatever, any belt, motherfuckers, everybody. Marines, military, kickboxers, boxers, fucking everybody. You name it. I've beaten them. 137 have tried, 137 have failed. Therefore, this woman, since she does not appreciate me, she does not, she's attracted to me. Yes, she loves me. She wants to always have sex with me, Daria. She always would talk about, intimacy with me, which is normal and which is, you know, coming from a girl as hot as her, it felt great. But she kind of had a, you know, her behavior was just, you know, weird. You know, she'd always change. She had like a bipolar behavior. Like one day she'd be like, oh my God, baby, you know, I love you, I love you, I can't live without you. Then next day she fucking hates me for no reason. She wants to fucking, you know, talk shit and blah, blah, blah. That's, you know, that's why I think I got rid of her. Yeah, you know, she's got, listen, Daria is great in sex. You know, I don't give a fuck. I can say whatever I want. She's not with me anymore. I don't care what she says about me. If she says anything bad, I'm telling you right now, it's a liar. She's a fucking pathological liar. And I'm just saying, man, the next girl. Yeah, that's the goal. I've done it all in boxing. I mean, you all know that when I come back, eventually I'm going to get 138, 139, 140, 200. I'm fighting until I'm 40 years old. And, yeah, now the goal is to get that right girl. And you know, I move on fast. I'm not going to stay broken up or divorced. Fuck that shit. I'm going to get another woman, and I'm going to get her quick. Yesterday I was hanging out with my ex, and, you know, my ex looks a lot better now. She always looks sexy. I mean, I have not seen her since 3 years. But I seen her, and at first I didn't fully recognize her because her tits got a lot bigger. She got a boob job done. And I was like, wow, baby, you look so different in a good way. I'm like, wow, you're so sexy. You know what I'm saying? And she starts flirting with me. She's like, yeah, I know, but you weren't looking at my eyes, were you? I'm like, come on, you know, of course I was looking at your beautiful eyes. And she smiles and she's like, yeah, right. I'm like, you remember me, right, baby? Charlie Zelenoff. The GOAT. She's like, yeah, you're the boxer. I remember you. We start talking and everything. I told her, I'm like, ah, you know. She asked me, where you been? I'm like, ah, you know, got married to the wrong girl. Shit happens. She's like, got married, huh? And then me and her just start flirting, and she's like, damn, you're so hot. She's like, I miss you. And I'm like, hey, what's your number? I'm like, you obviously have a new number by now. It's been 3 years. And she gave me her number. She said, text me, hit me up. We'll see what happens. Maybe we can meet. No, she's like, yeah, hit me up. We'll meet up. So, I mean, there you go. That's the start right there. And another girl, you know, that girl that's in the picture with me, I really like her. If it doesn't work out with the ex, you know, I'll get her. If not her, then listen. I found Daria. I got married with her. I'll find another girl, and I'll marry her eventually. And trust me, I mean, there's no angel out there. Every girl has her days. Every girl has her period. And as a man, I understand that. But I guarantee you, and my home even said this, that the next girlfriend that I have, guaranteed, she's not going to give me the shit that my ex-wife gave me. That's why I said it's better to get out of the toxic relationships as soon as you can. Because if you stay in them too long, then it becomes hard to get out. When it becomes hard to get out, then you feel, you know, you feel sorry for the person. You like, you love the girl, but you know that it's wrong being with her. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Yeah, let's talk boxing. You know. Yeah, it's just today I dumped my wife. That's why a lot of the radio is about it. But anyways, look, I mean, everybody knows what's next, man. More brutal victories, man. The last guy snapped his entire head back, you know. Before him, Ortez got his ass kicked, you know what I'm saying? The U.S. Marine, that I hit him with that three-piece, that was a phenomenal win. Look, my best win of all time is when I knocked out that U.S. Marine. But my second best win of all time, yes, it tops the win versus Gilles Wall. Yes, it tops the win versus Deontay Wilder. Yes, it tops the win versus Derek the Giant. My last win versus Mario Passe, 6'3 kickboxer from Italy. That motherfucker knows how to fight. I didn't give him a chance to throw. I rushed him and I crushed him. That was my second best win. If it weren't for the Marine knockout, that would have been my best win ever. Now, competition-wise, it was an even better win than against the Marine. But if you want to talk performance-wise, yeah, that knockout versus the Marine was the best. That was the most vicious, perfectly timed knockout in the history of boxing. That U.S. Marine got put to sleep. That, I mean, when I watched that fight, I mean, no wonder he got age-restricted. I mean, seriously. Holy fucking shit. I mean, you delusional haters, I bet you people feel so stupid watching that fight. Now, how do people feel now, man? You retards realize I barely even mentioned you when I was on this radio. But I'm mentioning you now. How do you feel now? I saw some tard on Jake Bronder's page saying that, oh, how does he, you know, he throws these wild hooks and wild haymakers and just gets lucky, basically. Wait a minute. Gets lucky? Did that retard... No, did that hater, I'm like, nice try, hater. I'm like, well, no, did that moron honestly say I throw wild haymakers and get lucky? 137-0, motherfucker. You can't get lucky 137 times. You can get lucky once, twice, three times the most. 137 times? All right, so now you people see that these haters are mentally ill. Now you people see that these haters are mentally ill, crazy, psychotic. Come on, the guy said I got lucky. No, he says I get lucky in all my fights. Basically, I swing, I throw haymakers, and I luckily connect them. Yeah, well, 137 times, right? You fucking moron, man. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. Listen, you know who I want to expose? I can't stand this motherfucker. Yeah, I hate Tyson Fury, but he doesn't want to fight. Anthony Joshua, this guy, who the fuck is this clown? I've seen the bumps he faces. He's another Deontay Wilder. Except Deontay Wilder is better than him. And I beat Deontay Wilder. That's the thing. I got in the ring, and I snapped Deontay Wilder's head back. I beat Deontay Wilder. I punched him in the jaw. Anthony Joshua, you're a fucking bum. You're a clown. If I have to come to England, I'll come to England, and then we'll see who the champ is. All right, mate? That's right, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. Anthony Joshua is a fucking clown. I'm sick and tired of hearing this guy's name, Anthony Joshua, IBF, IBF. What the fuck is the IBF? It is the UBF. The UBF champion has 125 title defenses, motherfucker. Anthony Joshua, Anthony, man, get the fuck out of here. Some son of a bitch trying to make a name for himself off fake boxing by beating bums. Join the UBF, motherfucker. We're all the Marines, the kickboxers, the real boxers. You fucking clown. The Krav Maga fighters. Join the UBF. Fight Charlie Zelenoff in an unlimited round boxing match, 3 minutes a round. Yeah. Referee, no referee, whatever the fuck. 8-ounce gloves, 10-ounce gloves. Fight Charlie, a prime Charlie Zelenoff. That's on a 137 fight winning streak, motherfucker. Then we'll see who the fuck you are. Then we'll see what kind of boxer you are. Bitch ass fucking pussy, man. Fucking British pussy, man. I'll beat the Brit out of this motherfucker, man. Anthony Joshua, I hate that motherfucker. I just don't like people that are fake, man. This motherfucker beats a bum and he acts like he's king of the world. Dude, you can't fight. I seen some bum jab you in the face repeatedly, man. You can't fight, son. What the fuck? I drop Marines like they're fucking mosquitoes and flies, motherfucker. Shit, man. My last fight, that 6'3 kickboxer, that guy, if he threw one kick in Anthony Joshua's face, fine. If he threw a punch, dude, that kickboxer would annihilate him. Did you see what happened to his head? His fucking head snapped all the way back, man. I would destroy Anthony Joshua, man. I'm the greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. Enough said.